This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And, you know, truly, and I mean that you need to be part of the conversation. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. You know, this is not that hard to figure out. I know some of you are trying to make a bigger deal out of it than what it is, but get off your butts and do something. It's really that simple. I know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You know, give me an idea who you want to see on the show. I'm not kidding you. I mean, I love it when you guys get engaged. I love it when you guys let me know who you want to hear, what you, you know, maybe some of the topics. Maybe you've read a book. I know, right? Read a book. Notice I said a book. I don't want to put too much pressure on you. Maybe you've read a book and you think it's something that we could talk about here on the air. But I love it. I love your input. I love when you get involved. I love when you're engaged in what's happening here. So I don't know if you're as tired of it as I am. But you know, you read story here. Let's pull up one, two, or three of these. And where did it go? I just had it. You know, I hate computers, right? Have I told you that? How much I hate computers? I was just talking to Karen Sigmund in the last segment, and we were talking about how, you know, if you want the information to get out, if you really want somebody to be investigated, wouldn't you let the police know about it? I mean, I'm just asking. So apparently, Maryland authorities say that they'll investigate Kavanaugh. They just need a request. They need the victim to file a complaint. Say, hey, this guy sexually assaulted me, and here is all the information you need to check into it. Now, the Montgomery County Police Chief, Thomas Manger, and the Montgomery County State's Attorney General, John McCarthy, they came out Friday, the same day that President Trump ordered the FBI to conduct a limited investigation. They said that the prosecution was, manager and McCarthy noted that prosecution was unlikely in Maryland because authorities would have to apply the law that existed at the time of the offense, not the law that exists now. For example, in 1982, assault and attempted rape were both misdemeanors and subject to a one-year statute of limitations, they wrote. But they added, the Montgomery County Police Department and the Montgomery County State's Attorney's Office stand ready to investigate any sexual assault allegation from any victim, no matter when the incident occurred, as long as it's in their jurisdiction. They put that out on Twitter. They put that out in the news. They said the victim would have to file a complaint. He said, to date, there's been no complaint. There's been absolutely nothing ever filed against Judge Kavanaugh. Nothing ever filed against me, not at work, not in the private sector, nowhere, not in the school districts he's worked for or in or around, right? Now, it's funny how lawmakers are dictating out, because earlier this week, apparently a bunch of Maryland lawmakers, all Democrats, called for the state to conduct its own criminal investigation. Again, the state cannot do it on its own. But they don't want to hear. See, it's really funny how hard they are, how hard they're working, Democrats are working to get this guy convicted. I mean, before there's an investigation, they want him found guilty, shot, and hung all at the same time. And then when we come back and say we didn't find anything, he goes, well, too late now. You know, he's dead. So we've done our job, and we've done it well. Sick people. Just sick people. So when you start to go down and see what's happening, I think ultimately what's going to happen, there's going to be a lot of unpleasantries uncovered about the Democrats. That's what I believe. And they're going to fight every one of them. They're going to talk about how the FBI didn't go deep enough. The FBI didn't do its job because it's such a pristine organization. 3 weeks ago, they were God's gift to the investigative world, right? Senator Chris Coons, another brain surgeon, says, hey, in this case, the burden of proof is not on the accuser. No, it's on Kavanaugh. It's on Kavanaugh to prove that he wasn't there, that he's, you know, that this wasn't him. Right? Think about that. It's just amazing. Well, then maybe it's up to Mrs. Clinton to prove that she's not guilty of the email issues. Maybe it, you know, I mean, we'll go through the whole list. Maybe it's up to Keith Ellison to prove that he's not guilty. But you don't hear, I don't see these names. I don't see them in here. Mr. Coons said that Christine Blasey Ford, Deborah Ramirez, have nothing to gain, and they've put themselves at legal risk by accusing Kavanaugh. Nobody. I'm sorry, Mr. Coons. In all these politically based charges at times, nobody's been brought to court. Nobody's been brought to trial. They've nailed nobody on these things. But you don't care, because you don't care who you hurt. Why? Because he's a Republican. Because he's a conservative. So you don't care, because your idea is that he's so evil, he deserves to be in jail. He deserves to be without a job. He deserves to be destitute. And here's the difference. No matter what Obama did, I would say the same thing over and over again on the show. I'm on record 180 times saying the same thing over and over again. I didn't want any harm to come to Obama. He was a father, a dad, a husband, whatever. There's no reason to wish that on any human being. Huffington Post says if Brett Kavanaugh's testimony was the spectacle of angry male bonding. I wonder if they were saying he was only bonding with the white Republican males and the Dems had no part of it. I mean, think about this. They went on to say that in the hearing room, there was just white, arrogant white people. It was like the white prep boy week or something. All the boys are heavy. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumin-S from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumin-S anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate youth. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Welcome to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-GEO, 855-732-5560. And I so much appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and listen, being part of the conversation. Because all of, if you're just going to sit there yelling at the screen or doing what it is you do and you think it actually helps, it doesn't help. You got to get engaged. You got to get involved. You got to converse with other people. Get your facts right. Don't just spew the party line. You know how crazy that makes me. You got to have information. Otherwise, you know better than those people that you rail against. Right? Come on, give it some thought here. If all you're doing is spewing the party line, and you get mad at the other side for, you know, spewing what they see on Twitter, you know, Twitter a Twitter post or what have you, you're no different than they are. So you need to get informed to get engaged. And that's why I always tell you, I do not claim to know everything about it. I'm not one of those guys that says, listen to me, I know what I'm talking about. Because most of the time, I don't know what I'm talking about. That's why I bring other people on. So Rebecca Friedrichs is joining me. She's a 28-year public school teacher and is very much involved and aware of what's going on in the schools, what's being taught to our young people in schools. And you've heard me rail on education a million times, even though I'm in it. And there's not all bad people in education. Let's just be clear about that. But I got to tell you something. Here in California, they're not focused on reading, writing, and arithmetic. Right, Rebecca?
Well, unfortunately, some are not.
I appreciate you being with me, and I appreciate your time with me. And again, it's something we talk about on a regular basis as to the what's being pushed at the California level, because the California legislators, I personally believe, are the worst at this. When it comes to education, their focus is not, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Their focus seems to be all around what they call sex education and making sure that our kids are safe when it comes to sexual issues. My third grader, second grader, I don't think they really need to know about this, right?
Well, no kidding. And sadly, the laws that they're passing, here in California, it's called the California Healthy Youth Act, but this is happening all over the country. And in fact, even in other countries, being pushed through the UN, it's something called comprehensive sexuality education. And it is not the birds and the bees. It is not what we learned when we were children.
No.
And it is totally inappropriate, age inappropriate, medically inaccurate in many ways. A lot of these curriculums, it's dangerous. And you said something at the start there that, you know, there's some good teachers. Here's my experience. I've been a teacher 28 years and I've talked to thousands of teachers across the country. There are a lot of great teachers, but unfortunately, teachers are represented by state and national teachers' unions, and it's those teachers' unions that are the problem. A lot of teachers like their local union. Their local union is their friend. That's great. They like that experience, but the state and national take our money and spend it on politics and on pushing this sexual agenda into our schools. It's the unions.
Yeah, look, you know, again, I know a lot of great teachers. I know a lot of teachers who can't stand their unions. They don't like what they do and what the positions that they put them in, and I get it. But, you know, there's not, in California, up until recently, there wasn't much they could do about that.
That's right.
It's amazing.
That's right.
And you were, you know, we can touch on that later on, but you were part, you were the one driving that whole thing, is my understanding, but we'll get to that in a second.
That's a different topic, but this... Yeah. Teachers need to know today, if they're still paying unions, they are funding this sex ed. So they need to be aware of that.
Well, look, let's start off with this. I want to know, again, why is there so much emphasis on sex education? They're going to tell you because from a mental standpoint, for mental health and what have you, these kids need to know what's going on with their body and the changes that are being made. But some of the stuff I looked at, and I sent a mutual friend of ours, Karen Sigmund, one of the books that had been approved by the California legislature for use in the elementary school. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to use it I wouldn't want to introduce it in a college class, let alone
elementary class.
What's the deal? What's the reason behind this?
Well, there are actually six curriculums here in California that have been approved, and none of them are appropriate for children. I don't even know if I can say on the air some of the stuff they're teaching our kids, but something I know I can say is teachers are told we have to train the children that where to find and how to obtain birth control, including abortions, without parental knowledge or permission, starting at age 12.
Right.
That is totally inappropriate and dangerous. And that's not even counting some of these crazy lessons like the condom relay races. There are totally inappropriate lessons and totally dangerous information that our children are being taught. Why is this happening? It's what I said to you before. This is an agenda that's being pushed by some very powerful organizations. The root getting it into our schools is the State and National Teachers Union. They're allied with Planned Parenthood, ACLU, all kinds of a group called Gelson, the Kinsey Institute, all these different groups who are very focused on bringing gender identity and other sexual ideas into our schools from kindergarten on. And the reason I'm always raising the red flag to teachers that their union's behind it is because if we can stop funding those unions, we can stop it from coming into our school.
Well, you hit anybody in the wallet, and it hurts big time. You know, it's the thing that bothers me the most about this, and I know it's a hot button for you. It's parental choice. I always come back to the same thing.
Yeah.
If I don't want you teaching my kids about sex and sexuality. That's not what the public school system is for. It's reading, writing, and arithmetic, right? And there could be some other things kind of sprinkled in there. But as far as this kind of stuff goes, when it comes to religion, when it comes to sexuality, that's something we should be doing at home. Now, the argument, the pushback that I get from others, including some parents, is what if the parents aren't teaching that? What if it's something the parents aren't allowing to be taught at home?
Well, and I would ask that parent, do you want your child being taught about anal and oral sex? Because that's what they're teaching in these curriculums. That has nothing to do with the birds and the bees. Those people are uninformed. They haven't read the curriculum. They haven't seen that this is actually an agenda that's being pushed into our schools. And, I mean, we need to protect our children. Every single parent I know who's had the opportunity to lay eyes on these curriculums.
I know,
it's hard. It's hard.
Well, listen, Rebecca, I think you don't know this, but I'm on a school board, a pretty large school board. And I had, well, I'll talk to you in a minute, but I had eight parents come and sit with me and another elected official. They were all Democrats. And they were not for this new curriculum being pushed down. And
that's
they said, look, we don't know who to turn to. Our group, our people, our legislators, the guys we elected, they won't listen to us. They're telling us that
that's
we're wrong
right.
and we don't understand.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up that thought. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Great.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Seriously, you don't want to go far. Rebecca Friedrichs joins me after the break. We're going to also talk about her book, Standing Up to Goliath. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want it to be comprehensive. I actually think it's a good thing for Judge Kavanaugh. Now, with that being said, I'd like it to go quickly.
President Trump speaking with reporters at the White House about the FBI's investigation into his Supreme Court nominee's background.
Let the Senate decide whatever they want to do is okay with me. and also the FBI.
This is the seventh investigation into Brett Kavanaugh, who's a federal judge, and has gone through this process six times before.
This is our seventh investigation of a man who has really, you know, you look at his life until this happened. What a change he's gone through.
The president also expressing his concern for Brett Kavanaugh's family.
What his wife is going through, what his beautiful children are going through, is not describable. It's not describable. It's not fair.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, download the application. We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app where you can actually watch the show live on your phone. You can listen to it, whatever's easier for you. If there's a station in your area that doesn't carry the show, if they don't carry the show, you need to call the station and say, what's wrong with you people? Why don't you carry this show? You know, I mean, it's really that simple. It doesn't take a whole bunch. And they want to know what's happening. They want to know if you guys like it. That's how we have picked up a fair amount of stations, by you guys calling and saying something. Anyway, Rebecca Friedrichs is joining me. She's a 28-year public school teacher. We're talking about, well, the sex ed programs. I'm sorry. They call them reproductive health. I don't think they're reproductive health at all when you see them. They're called, you know, they're sex ed programs that are being pushed all over the country. But California is really driving this thing like a wildfire out of control. Again, Rebecca, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, before we went to break, I was talking about some Democrat parents that came to see me and another Republican legislator begging us to see what we could do for them because they didn't want this. They didn't want this new program that was coming down the road. And I looked at them and said to them point blank, you're in California. You own the legislature. Your people own the legislature. You need to go up and put pressure on them to stop this insanity. And I will tell you today, six of those eight moved out of the state. They were totally deflated when they realized that their party, the one that they trusted, didn't stand with them.
Wow. I wish they hadn't have left because we really need them here. You're absolutely right that we need to go put pressure on the legislature. The this sex ed that's in the state of California, the California Healthy Youth Act, is what has allowed it to come in. All six curriculums that have been approved, that are approved because of the California Healthy Youth Act, that law was voted in on partisan lines. All Democrats voted for it and one Republican. And on the no side, the ones that did not want to bring this into our schools was all Republicans, zero Democrats. So you're exactly right. They need to put pressure on these folks that they've, you know, if they're Democrats and they've placed them into office. The interesting thing to me is, every single person I have spoken to who has actually seen the curriculum and read them for themselves, I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, totally apolitical. They could be atheists. They could be Christians, Jewish. I don't care what they are. They don't want this curriculum. They don't want their kids to be impacted by it because it is so dangerous. It's medically inaccurate, harmful, age inappropriate. It's stuff we don't want our kids to know. It's stuff we wouldn't even present at the college level. Really inappropriate. So, and what's extra troubling about what these Democrats did when they brought this law into our state here is they made it so that parents can only opt out. So the school districts can only send this letter home, which is totally innocuous. It doesn't let the parents know that their children are going to be exposed to explicit information and indoctrinated. And then so the parent doesn't see the letter or think, so it's just what I got when I was a kid. The parent doesn't sign it. That child will be automatically exposed to this stuff. And the law itself states that a school district cannot allow parents to be fully informed and then give them the opportunity to opt in. Why? Why not? Because I've never met one parent that would want their child to learn this stuff. So something's going on here that we are trying as a state, our legislature, and those pushing this, which is the state and national teachers unions and ACLU and Planned Parenthood, they are trying to undermine parental authority. And parents need to stand up and parents need to fight back.
Well, you know, what I find most of the time when I deal with, again, being a conservative Christian on a school board, the conservative teachers would never come out. For the first couple of years on the board, they never came out and say anything. They wouldn't approach me. They wouldn't say anything. And it really took some of them being pressured because of their belief system for them to finally start reaching out to me and telling me what was going on. And I stepped in where I could and the right way and helped them out. So now it's different. Now that I've been on the board about 9 years, a lot of them are willing to reach out to me, talk with me, call me, and let me know what's going on. They've never really had an advocate. You and I were talking during the break that more people who are like-minded need to step up and take their proper places in their community. And one of them is the Ed Board. Because, again, if you're teaching reproductive health, you and I may differ on this. We didn't talk about it. If you're truly teaching how the body works at the age-appropriate time in a scientific way, I have no problem with that. That's what they should be doing. All right? But if you're teaching the proper ways to have safe sex, okay? You're teaching who can have sex with who and when and all of this. No, I'm not for that. And if you make a mistake, here's Planned Parenthood waiting in the wings for you to fix your mistake. Their words, not mine. No, and you said something earlier. I think you went over too quickly. People don't realize something. Your 12-year-old daughter can get an abortion with the help of admin or other people, and she could bleed out and die in her bed at night, and you wouldn't know why, because nobody has to tell
that's
you
right.
what she just did.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. And that's right. And actually, that's been law in California for quite some time, that girls can go get an abortion from age 12, that school can help them access it, help them pay for it and everything, and the parent doesn't even know. That law has been around for
some
time.
You know how they justify that law, Rebecca, right?
Because I remember
she's being abused by her dad
An
uncle
that's
lives
right.
in the house. You can't
that's
say
right.
anything, right?
No. And that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's the excuse they used to bring that in to undermine parental rights. You said something about parents needing to stand up. That's exactly what we need to do. There has been a coordinated effort to undermine parental rights in the state of California and in many other states. And that effort has been pushed by state and national teachers unions and these other groups like Planned Parenthood. And we really do need to stand up. I've created an organization called For Kids in Country. That's our whole goal, is to bring parents, teachers, faith leaders, community members, grandparents together to stand up for our kids in country to restore our schools. And it's the reason I wrote my book, Standing Up to Goliath, because you were just talking about these teachers that were too afraid to come to you and talk to you, even though they knew you shared their values.
Mm-hmm.
My experience, 75% of the teachers I know and worked with are Christians or Jewish or people of faith. But we are all represented by these teachers unions who actually attack our faith. Mm-hmm. And so teachers are bullied. We're bullied constantly by these teachers' unions, the state and national unions. We are harassed. If we dare to speak against their agenda, including the sexual agenda, we're isolated. We're called names. They've called me the spawn of Satan. They've called me a radical right winger. This is how they manipulate people. So these teachers are afraid. That's why they won't come and speak to
more,
some
Rebecca,
of you.
Not to interrupt, but there's more of them than they even
yes.
know.
That's
you know,
right. That's
I,
right.
I,
but they, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, they've been so silenced and so manipulated. The unions have been bullying teachers for almost 50 years. My book chronicles stories of actual teachers over the last 50 years who have been bullied, isolated, shunned. I mean, we've been called all sorts of names. We've lost our jobs. All kinds of things have happened to teachers and parents who dare to say, hey, wait a minute, I don't like what you're doing with my money, teacher union. I don't like how you're representing me. I don't like the politics you're spending, using my dues to fund. And each time we get bullied. So teachers are just terrified. We need to help. I tell everybody, adopt a teacher. Find a teacher you love. Put your arm around them. Adopt them. Give them a copy of my book, educate them on what's going on, and just stand with them. If we could just do that, we could get these bullies out of our schools, and we could get this sex ed out of our schools, and all the other mess out of our schools as well.
I hear you. It's so irritating to me as I sit here, and I think about the big thing on campus is we shouldn't be bullying, we shouldn't accept bullying. It doesn't seem to work in the other direction at all. Your book could be found on Amazon, right? Standing Up to Goliath?
Yep.
Battling the state and National Teachers Union for the heart and soul of our kids. We'll put that on as well. But I got to tell you,
thank you.
You got to keep fighting this. So you have an event coming up. You'll be speaking at if you're in the Los Angeles area. Let me see where. I hate computers. I got to tell you, just hate computers.
You're going to have to tell all that information. I think it's called the Lux. Is there a hotel called the Lux?
Yes, it's called the Lux, and we'll get that.
Beverly Hills? That is Thursday night. I believe it's at 7 p.m.
I knew I was going to do this. I knew I was going to blow up this thing. What'd you say? Okay. Anyway, we'll give the information out to Rebecca, and I'll make sure people get you. We'll try to get people there for you as well. I think the thing you touched on that people really need to understand, it's all about parental choice, parental rights.
It is.
You have a right.
Right.
And so what your kid is taught
that's
or
right.
not taught in school. So
this is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our bodies, our reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Tyler, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I do get, some of you, you got to be pretty old to know some of that music. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you need to be part of the conversation. The only way you get informed, I know some of you can do this by heart, because it is an irritant to me. How many of you complain? You send me emails. You send me private messages. I'm okay with the private. I'm okay with all of that. But do something. Don't just call me and complain. Don't write me notes on Facebook. Do something. Tell me what you're doing out in the community. Look, you just heard, I think it was Rebecca just say, we need to support these teachers. So if you're a Christian conservative, and your teacher feels like she can't or he can't say anything, because they'll tell you that. They'll tell you they feel very uncomfortable talking about certain things, whether it's in their faith or what have you. I know Catholic teachers that won't go to church on Ash Wednesday because they don't want to be ridiculed by the people around them. You can only get away with those things, you know, in heavy Catholic areas. And it shouldn't be. If we truly going to have respect for everybody and everybody's faith, and that's what the other side tells you, we should have a respect for everyone, then why do you make fun of religious people? Why do you do that? I mean, ones that you don't agree with, especially. So either yes, we have a right, or we don't. Either or. Up to you. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back to finishing up some of this Kavanaugh stuff. Because the thing that bothers me the most about it is the fact that no matter what, and it's not even people on the right, no matter what's going on that the Dems ask for, and I won't even say the Republicans, you've got a group of Dems that are asking for certain things, and you've got a police chief that said, well, look into it, she has to file a complaint. We can't do it on our own. There has to be a complaint filed. Well, if she's 100% sure if Kavanaugh, Professor Ford is, then what's the problem? I don't get it. So, you have the Rachel Mitchell, right, from the Nominations Investigative Council. She wrote a memorandum to all Republican senators. She wrote a memorandum analyzing the allegations around Christina Blasley. She opens up the letter by saying, please permit me the opportunity to present my independent assessment of Dr. Christine Blasley Ford's allegations against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Before I do this, I want to emphasize a couple of important points. The memorandum contains my own independent assessment of Dr. Ford's allegations, based upon my independent review of the evidence and my nearly 25 years of experience as a career prosecutor of sex-related and other crimes here in Arizona. This memorandum does not reflect the views of the chairman or any other committee member, for that matter, or any other senator. No senator has reviewed it or approved or gone through it for me. I was not pressured in any way to write this memorandum or write any words in this memorandum that I don't agree with. So she's saying that she agrees with everything. She did it on her own. She wasn't pressured. She said, the words written in this memorandum are mine, wholly mine, totally mine, and I fully stand by them. While I am a registered Republican, I am not very much a political or partisan person. I know plenty of people like that, not just Republicans, Democrats too. They're Democrats, but you couldn't tell they were Democrats. Republicans who you couldn't tell were Republicans because they're just living life. And they don't know anybody in the political arena. She said, the second point I want to make is a Senate confirmation hearing is not a trial, especially not a prosecution. The chairman made the following statement on September 25th after he hired me. He said, as I have said, I'm committed to providing a forum for both Ford and Kavanaugh on Thursday. That it has to be safe, comfortable, and dignified. The majority members have followed the bipartisan recommendation to hire as staff counsel. Did you hear that? Bipartisan. So again, the Dems are on board with this. To hire a staff counsel for the committee, an experienced career sex crimes prosecutor to question a witness at Thursday's hearing. The goal is to politicize the process and get to the truth. Instead of the grandstanding and all this garbage that's been going on, he says, I'm very appreciative that Rachel Mitchell has stepped forward to serve in the important and serious role. Miss Mitchell has been recognized as legal community for her experience, objectivity, and more. I've worked to give Dr. Ford an opportunity to share serious allegations with committee members in this format. She'd like, after learning of the allegations, I promised Dr. Ford that I would do everything in my power to avoid a repeat of the circus. That didn't work out well. He said, I've taken additional steps to have questions asked by expert staff counsel to establish the most fair and respectful treatment of the witness possible. This is how I approach my job, she said. This is no clear standard of proof for allegations made during Senate confirmation process. But the world in which I work is a legal world, not a political one. Thus, I can only provide my assessment of Dr. Ford's allegations in legal content. So quickly, I'm not going to go through this. I mean, the letter is 10 pages. I'm not going to read it all to you, so don't be worried here. She said, here's my bottom line. He said, she said case is incredibly difficult to prove, but this case is even weaker than that. Dr. Ford identified, now this is coming from an independent prosecutor. Dr. Ford identified other witnesses to the event, and those witnesses either refuted her allegations or failed to corroborate them. For this reason, as I discussed below, I do not think the reasonable prosecutor would bring this case on the evidence before the committee, nor do I believe that the evidence is sufficient to satisfy a preponderance of the evidence standard. So even though it's not a legal proceeding, if you would, it's not a legal case, she's using those guidelines, which is what she should be using. Otherwise, if the Dems had their way, allegation made, guilty, take them off the current D.C. Circuit Court, because that's what they're talking about doing. Even if he steps down, the Dems want to impeach him or remove him from the D.C. Circuit Court. You cannot let them win this. And I'm not saying that because I'm against the woman. Again, find me a prosecutor that will take the case. This is all, again, as she said, he said, she said. Give me some minor things here, but problems nonetheless. Dr. Ford's not offered any consistent account of when the alleged assault happened. In a July 6th text to the Washington Post, she said it happened in the mid-80s. In her July 30th letter to Senator Feinstein, she said it happened in the early 80s. Not a big chasm, but still a big difference. Was it cold? I mean, I'm sorry. You know, was it early on? Was it just after the 70s? Was it closer to, what, the 80, 85, 86, 87? Her August 7th statement to the polygrapher said that it happened one high school summer in the early 80s, but she crossed out the word early, but she doesn't remember why. A September 16th Washington Post article reported that Dr. Ford said it happened in the summer of 82. Similarly, the September 16th article reported that notes from an individual therapy session in 2013 show her describing the assault as occurring in her late teens. But she told the Post committee that she was 15 when the assault happened. So was it late teens? Was it mid-teens? Was it early 80s? Was it late 80s? Was it mid-80s? While it's common for victims to be uncertain about dates, Dr. Ford failed to explain how she was suddenly able to narrow the time frame down to a particular season and a particular year. No name was given to her therapist in 2012. No name was given to her therapist in 2013. Dr. Ford's husband claims to recall that she identified Judge Kavanaugh by name in 2012. But at that point, Judge Kavanaugh's name was widely reported to press as a potential Supreme Court nominee. In any event, it took Dr. Ford over 30 years to name her assailant. Now, this is all coming from the prosecutor, not from Joe Messina. While speaking with her husband, Dr. Ford changed her description of the incident to become less specific. She testified she told her husband about a sexual assault before they were married. She told the Washington Post that she informed her husband that she was a victim of physical abuse. I mean, she doesn't know who invited her to the party. She doesn't know how she got there. She doesn't remember how she got home after the party. The house where it took place, not even the block where it might have taken place, or the area where it might have taken place. So again, I can go down. There are so many of these details in the letter. And then she does the time frame. The prosecutor does the lay everything out, and it doesn't match up. But nobody cares about that. They only care about one thing. A woman expressed the fact that she had been sexually abused, and Kavanaugh's now guilty. I'm sorry. That's wrong. If Professor Ford was my daughter, I would say that's wrong. You're going to ruin a man's life over an allegation, and you don't remember 98% of the details. Again, I say, that's wrong. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. We've got a lot coming up this week. Don't go far. We have a lot of things happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-732.